Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're giving you the ultimate shortcut through a really dense late November 2025 tech stack. We're looking at enterprise storage, prosumer networking, and some of the economic shocks that are rattling the component market.
It's a really critical period. If you kind of step back and look at it, the sources show this fascinating story. You got these two seemingly conflicting forces that are just dominating data management right now.
Right.
On one hand, you have this almost physics-defying demand for capacity. And that's driven almost entirely by high-res video and, of course, AI training data.
And then on the other side, you've got the stark reality of, you know, scarcity and high-performance components. And it's all compounded by these increasingly sophisticated security threats, especially ransomware.
Exactly.
We're trying to scale to these unimaginable sizes while basically locking down every single door and window.
It's a high-stakes balancing act. It really is, between volume, velocity, and security.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
We have to start with just the sheer scale of modern enterprise data, because the numbers QNAP is throwing around are, well, they're dizzying. They just launched two new PCIe 4.0 SAS expansion cards.
The QXP 830S 3808 and the QuadPort 1630S 3816.
Yeah, those.
And look, these are not just accessories. This is foundational infrastructure. It's designed to handle petabytes of data traffic.
And these cards are necessary because the NAS devices, like the TS473A, they need these incredibly fast, dedicated pipes to talk to the big external JBOD enclosures.
TLSAS, JBODs, yeah. Just a bunch of disks that actually house the storage.
And what's crucial here, I think, is the sheer ceiling they've hit. That quad port card, the QXP 1630S, allows for a maximum expansion of up to 4.6 petabytes.
Petabytes, with a P.
Right. We're talking about connecting so many drive enclosures you could handle the data for, I don't know, a decent-sized hyperscaler.
And all managed through one card in a single PCIe 4.0x8 slot. It's capable of, what, 12 gigabits per second transfer rates? It's just a massive bottleneck reliever.
It really emphasizes the pressure IT departments are under. You can't just wait for the next generation of NAS to come out. You need that capacity right now.
Absolutely. These expansion cards offer that quick, high-speed injection of volume. I mean, provided you're running the right OS, like QTS 5.2.5.3145. to handle it all.
So that handles the active side of things, the, you know, the high speed spinning disk side of enterprise scaling. But not all data needs to be online 24/7. What about the AI archive?
That's where we see this huge divergence in the market. You mentioned the capacity contest. This is it. And it brings us right to the latest update from the LTO program.
The LTO Ultrium data cartridges.
Exactly.
And this is, I think, the big archival breakthrough. They've announced a new LTO 10 cartridge pushing the native capacity to 40 terabytes.
40 terabytes. That's a huge leap. And with the usual 2.5:1 compression, you're looking at 100 terabytes of usable data on one cartridge.
What's a terabyte?
40 terabytes native is an extra 10 over the previous 30 terabyte capacity. And this is all achieved through material science innovation, which is incredibly hard to do in a mature tech-like paper.
So how are they doing it?
They're using a new, highly stable base film material. It's called Aramid.
Aramid. Okay, so how does a new base material give you more capacity?
Well, it lets them manufacture significantly thinner tape, but it's also smoother and more robust. Thinner material just means they can pack a lot more tape length into the same standard cartridge.
So it's pure engineering optimization, density and robustness.
And that gets you that 33% jump in native capacity. It's really impressive stuff.
And they're not stopping there. They've optimized the roadmap all the way up to generation 14.
Which projects, and this sounds like science fiction, a 913 terabyte cartridge.
Wow.
It sounds fictional, but the roadmap is committed. Mm-hmm. And this commitment is vital because LTO tape is now sort of a strategic asset in the AI era. You have petabytes of training data that has to be stored cost-effectively.
And securely.
More importantly, yeah. For the modern CSO, it delivers that essential cyber resiliency.
You're talking about the air gap benefit.
Precisely. We've all heard the stories of major companies surviving these aggressive ransomware attacks because their critical archives, their golden copy, was physically offline.
Right. Stored on tape in a vault somewhere.
Exactly. If the data is offline, no zero-day exploit or compromised admin credential can touch it. And these 40-terabyte products, they just reinforce that critical cyber defense layer. They should be available Q1 2026.
Okay, so moving from the hardware of scaling to the intelligence that manages it all, let's shift to software. QNAP is investing heavily in security and resilience with their QuAT-S Hero H6.0 beta.
And it's all built on ZFS, which give them inherent advantages in data integrity and, you know, snapshotting. But this H6.0 update is really focused on enterprise resilience. Their high availability setup is much, much better.
How so?
The dual server architecture now supports over 90% of NAS functions for uninterrupted operation.
Okay, supporting 90% of functions in an HA cluster is a pretty big deal. It means you're losing fewer services during a failover.
It reduces recovery time, it reduces user friction, and they've also improved the HA flexibility. The cluster can now connect to JBOD expansion enclosures.
Meaning you can scale capacity in that active-passive setup without, you know, compromising your resilience.
That's it.
Let's talk security, though. The single biggest defense against data loss today is probably immutability.
And immutable snapshots are now supported on all QuAT-S Hero models. This feature, for anyone managing risk, it's just non-negotiable. It locks files and snapshots so they cannot be modified or deleted.
Not even by an administrator.
Not even by an admin. It's a critical layer against insider threats, or if your highest level credentials get compromised by ransomware.
The defense goes all the way down to the login layer too. They're adding FIDO2 passkey support.
FIDO2 is, it's the gold standard for phishing-resistant passwordless authentication. For enterprise users, getting rid of the static password is a huge security gain.
Right, it's the weakest link.
Always. They're also adding secure boot verification, which is currently on their high-end TVS AIA 1688 ATX model. It basically ensures only trusted firmware runs the system.
And we're seeing glimpses of things like a behavioral ransomware guard and secure IP access, but what really caught my eye was the local AI integration.
This is the shift to truly private intelligence. Corsair Search now supports locally deployed open source LLMs. We're talking DeepSeek, Gemma, Mistral.
Okay, let's quickly define RJ for everyone listening.
Right. RAG is retrieval augmented generation. In this context, it just means the AI model isn't hallucinating or relying on its general training. It uses your own files, your document spreadsheets, PDFs, as its knowledge base.
So it's analyzing your private data.
To give you summaries and semantic analysis, but that data never leaves your building, is never uploaded to a public cloud. That privacy part is huge for, you know, legal and financial sectors.
And they're making administration easier, too. This MCP assistant thing, it lets admins use natural language commands through Telegram or VS Code to manage the NESSO.
It just simplifies the complexity of managing ZFS, which can be a real bottleneck. Oh, and we should mention the performance boost. The kernel mode SMB daemon is accelerated,
which means faster transfers and better IOPS.
And crucially, it now supports SMB encryption. So you're not trading speed for security.
Now, QNAP isn't alone in this local AI push. Synology is doing something very similar but targeted with their portable B-drive SSD. They're calling it Deep Search.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of solving that personal data frustration problem on a portable device. And the key feature, just like QNAP's RAG, is that it does all its processing locally on the computer it's plugged into.
They're really clear that no file content gets uploaded to the cloud,
which is key for a professional on the move.
Yeah.
But that local AI processing needs some serious muscle.
Yeah, the hardware requirements are pretty steep. You need, what, an M1 Mac or better with 16 gigs of RAM?
Or on Windows, a Core i5 or a Ryzen 5. But you also need a dedicated NVIDIA GPU, an RTX 2060 or newer.
And 16 gigs of RAM there, too.
That list of requirements is really illuminating, isn't it? Synology is basically saying, if you want private local AI, you have to pay the Apple silicon or the mid-tier NVIDIA tax.
It definitely makes it a premium feature. But for users with that hardware, the functionality is impressive. You can search images with natural language, like kids playing in the snow,
without having to manually tag anything.
Right. And for documents, the semantic understanding is the real breakthrough. You can ask for profit contribution from subscription services, and it finds the exact table or section inside a huge document.
Instantly. It's pretty powerful.
And to sweeten the deal, they're bundling a 3-year Acronis True Image Essentials license with the B drive, so you get full system backup and AI search in one package.
This is a very strong value proposition.
Okay, let's pivot to the prosumer and small business world. Asus Store has the new Locker Store Gen 2 Plus series. The 2, 4, and 6-bay models.
And these are aimed squarely at video creators who need high throughput.
They made a really clever engineering choice here. They wanted 10 gigabit performance, but instead of using one expensive 10 gigabit port.
These dual 5GBE network ports.
Exactly. And they leverage SMB multi-channel to bond those two links together to theoretically give you that 10 gigabit speed, but at a lower cost.
Theoretically is the key word. I mean, the savings are real, but relying on SMB multi-channel can be a huge configuration headache for the average prosumer.
It's not just plug and play.
No.
Yeah.
You have to get the client side set up just right. Is it engineering brilliance to save cost, or is it just pushing complexity onto the user? It's a trade-off.
A trade-off for a user who's a bit more savvy, for sure. Architecturally, it's still running that reliable Intel Celeron N5105 CPU, and it has the four M.2 slots for NVMe SSDs.
Which is critical for caching. And if you max out that 6-bay model with those new 30-terabyte drives, you're looking at 212 terabytes of capacity.
That's enough to hold pretty much any 4K or 8K project you could dream up.
Yeah, they know their audience.
And I loved this little detail. They added a dedicated USB 2.0 port specifically because customers asked for it.
Right, for low-speed things like a UPS, so you don't waste a high-speed port.
It just shows they're listening. Smart iteration.
Yep.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. We've spent all this time talking about building the data fortress, but none of it works without the basic components.
And this is where we shift from features to financial reality. Because the sources point to a serious shakeup in the fundamental cost of compute power.
We are talking about AMD preparing a significant 10% GPU price hike across its entire product line, scheduled for 2026.
This isn't just a rumor. It's a documented preparation for future cost recovery.
And the root cause isn't the silicon, it's memory. Specifically, yeah. A massive DRAM shortage.
Correct. DRAM prices are up an astronomical 171.8% year over year. I mean, think about that number. That's massive inflationary pressure.
And the manufacturers are only fulfilling about 70% of orders.
Supply is nowhere near demand. So when AMD raises the price of a graphics card, the connection is the bundled GDDR memory.
The specialized high-performance memory.
Exactly. That 10% GPU price increase is directly tied to the soaring cost of that memory, not the silicon itself. And that scarcity impacts everything. From the AI accelerators we just talked about to basic gaming rigs.
That economic pressure point just gives critical context to everything. Okay, before we summarize, let's hit some quick updates and security checks.
First up, Unraid OS 7.2.2. It's an optional update, mostly stability and small fixes. It fixes a bug for new trial users and a minor header flash issue. Quick and clean.
Good to know. Next, a critical security advisory for Synology Active Protect agent users.
Yes, SA25.15, it addresses a moderate vulnerability, CVE-2025-13593. It could let local users write arbitrary files. If you're running Active Protect, the fix is to upgrade the agent to 1.1.00439 or above immediately.
Noted. And finally, QNAP is expanding its cloud presence.
With my QNAP cloud surveillance. It's a cloud backup service for their QVR surveillance VMS. It's secure HTTPS encryption, 2FA, and it uses a flexible per-channel billing model. It's about $15 for 30 days for a 1080p stream.
An official high-security off-site backup for your video footage. Makes sense.
Yep.
So what does this all mean? We've covered building 4.6 petabyte clusters, 40 terabyte tape archives, embedding AI locally, all while the cost of performance memory is skyrocketing.
It means the data world is really operating on two parallel tracks.
Right.
The infrastructure providers are rapidly solving the problem of sheer data volume. We see it with the QNAP expansion and the 40 TB LTO tape. The problem of how much data we can store is, you know, being solved pretty affordably.
But the software layer is fiercely internalizing intelligence. Synology Deep Search, QNAP's RG Search. They're moving AI from the public cloud onto local hardware for privacy.
But the very foundation supporting that intelligence is eroding financially. That massive price spike in DRAM is driving up the cost of every GPU and accelerator you need for rapid processing. The total cost of a high-performance data center is going up sharply.
Which leaves us with this final thought for you to think about. The storage industry is building this secure, high-capacity archive architecture for future AI needs using low-cost stuff like LTO tape. But the scarcity of high-performance components suggests that actually using that massive data trove quickly is going to be subject to these increasing hardware costs and supply constraints.
So which challenge is bigger, the raw capacity or the rapid accessibility to use that data?
That's the question. Which one will truly define the next decade of data management?
It's a fascinating contradiction to keep in mind for your next infrastructure upgrade.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us for the deep dive. We'll catch you next time.